بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Amr ibn Yasir, the faithful companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Amr ibn Yasir was one of the greatest companions of the Holy Prophet and Imam Ali alaihi salam. He had the privilege of walking, talking and even eating with the Holy Prophet, and he witnessed the hardest years with the Holy Prophet. Imam Ali alaihi salam loved Amr dearly, honoring him as one of his closest companions. He was martyred in the Battle of Siffin at the age of about 90. Therefore, he lived a very long life serving the religion of Islam. Amr is honored as one of the first among the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Yasir married Sumayya bint Khayal, a servant of Bani Makhzum in Makkah. Amr was their first child. When Amr was young, he was very quiet. He was born in the same year as the Holy Prophet, the year of the elephant. From a very young age, he would sit with his father and benefit from him. Yasir would advise Amr to learn from the Banu Hashim. He explained that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was from this tribe and had the best of character. From his youth, Amr took the Holy Prophet as his role model. When he came forward and announced his prophethood at the age of 40, Amr immediately sought to join his path, but coming out in the open was difficult and dangerous. The tribe that Amr associated with was Bani Makhzum, which detested the Holy Prophet. Amr did not mind facing the risk of execution or harassment and torture. He met with the Holy Prophet at a secret nighttime gathering of only a few people who sought the truth. One day, Sumayya inquired what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taught him. He explained that he had taught him the following words from the Quran: وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. When the female infant, buried alive, is questioned, for what crime was she killed? As soon as Sumayya heard this, she burst into tears. Amr was alarmed and asked her why she was crying. His father explained that Amr's mother had two elder sisters who were born before her, but his grandfather buried both of them alive as newborns. When he was burying his second little child, her tiny hand touched his beard. This innocent gesture affected him so much that he made a vow that if he had a third daughter, he would keep her alive and cherish her. The third daughter was Sumayya, Amr's mother. Sumayya wiped her tears and confidently told Amr, "If Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was preaching about a religion that defends the rights of women, she and his father intended to join." So two new converts entered the faith, and what they were to face would be the highest price one could pay for adherence to the message. At the same time, Abu Jahl, Abu Sufyan and Abu Lahab gathered together and pressured Abu Talib to advise his nephew to stop preaching the new religion. More and more people were following the Holy Prophet. In an effort to stop the tide, the heads of Darul Nadwa, which was something similar to modern day parliaments, would ban the leaders of a tribe from entering the parliament if any member of that tribe converted. Abu Jahl arrived one day and was blocked from entering. Taken aback, he demanded to know the reason. They told him that Amr ibn Yasir and his parents were from his tribe, yet they were followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Jahl could not believe it. He was furious. Immediately, he went to the public square and made a threatening announcement. Every tribal leader who had Muslims in his tribe must torture them to death or execute them. He was certain this aggressive response would silence Muhammad and scare away any of his followers. The early Muslims were pulled from their homes, taken out in the scorching sun, beaten and whipped, and the family members were hurt before their eyes as another tool of torture. This is what Abu Jahl did to the family of Amr. He had the soldiers take his mother Sumayya and his father Yasir away and had hung them on a makeshift crucifix. Then they were thrown to the ground before Amar's eyes to force him to look at his mother and father being tortured. This psychological torment was very traumatic, and Amr suffered deeply from the sight of the pain of his parents. He watched helplessly and saw his parents being tortured in the worst possible way. Despite all the pain they were suffering, they still stuck firmly to their beliefs and pronounced that there is no God but Allah. After years of trials, pain and loss, Amr ibn Yasir was amongst those who accompanied the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the hijrah from Makkah to Medina. One of the first things that happened when they established themselves in Medina was the building of the Prophet's mosque. In the heat of Arabia, they would lay brick after brick, tirelessly forming the sanctuary for the believers. Ammar used to carry two bricks and lay them with much more enthusiasm than anyone else. The Holy Prophet ﷺ would see him tired, drenched in sweat, but perfumed by heavenly devotion. In the Battle of Khandaq, it was Ammar who led the community in digging trenches. He was always at the forefront. Ammar was very loyal to Imam Ali alayhi salam and Janabe Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha. He was one of the few people who was present at her funeral. At 90 years of age in the Battle of Siffin, he was heard saying, "This is the day I rejoined the Holy Prophet and those beloved members of the family of the Prophet." He fought bravely until the enemy killed him. Imam Ali alayhi salam was very sad when Ammar died. He praised him while holding his noble head on his lap. "May Allah show his mercy to Ammar the day he was killed. And may Allah show his mercy to Ammar the day he will be raised to life." After these final words, Imam Ali alayhi salam rose to perform the funeral prayers and then with his own blessed hands buried his precious and devoted companion Ammar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi tahirin.